Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster, along with my buddy John Couch. John, engineering and producing the program on this Monday, July the 13th, 2020. Wow, what a weather weekend. A weather maker up at our home anyway, in the lower foothills, around Swan and River, 7:30 Saturday night. Believe me, I've lived through a hurricane, and this was hurricane force winds. I mean, we're talking 70 to 75 mile an hour winds. And luckily for us, because some parts of town got the wind but no rain, we got about a half an inch of rain. Then this morning, 3:15, the lightning and thunder began, and we got a good rain as well. So I'm very thankful for that, because some places are saying they got the wind, but they didn't get any rain this weekend. But I guess we are officially now into the summer rainy season. We're on the radio here, bringing people together in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studios on 10:30, Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, the Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. I'm so excited. They're doing e-commerce now on the newly designed website, which includes the Bill Buckmaster collection of fine antique prints and maps. I've been collecting fine maps and prints for over 40 years, and there's a nice sampling of them at very, very reasonable prices on Moe's Gallery, and that's moesgallery.com. So please check it out. They're open for business, Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, Fort Lowell and Dodge. Well, it's time now for our team of commentators. John Munger is here, well-known Tucson attorney, former president of the Arizona Board of Regents, and a former candidate for governor. Another well-known attorney, Jeff Rogers, former chair of the Pima County Democratic Party. Jeff, did you get any rain up at your place? I think you used to live fairly close to us in the Fletcher Caeta area. You've moved, though, now.
I'm down there on Fort Lowell between Swan and Craycroft, and we got a fair amount of rain, a lot of wind. It blew all the fruit off two of my fruit trees. I mean, it was just littered the ground with it. But then a couple of miles away, right around Green Things, is where I board my horses.
Right.
They got lots of wind, but no rain at all.
Wow.
And so it's you know how Tucson is. It can be spotty like that.
Yeah. And John, you were out of town. You went over to San Diego, so you don't know what went on.
We came back and saw all the eucalyptus bark on the ground.
Down.
And, yeah.
Big trees down.
Oh, yeah. Big trees. Yeah. Yeah. It was evident there had been a big storm.
Gentlemen, do you believe it? We are about 6 months away from Inauguration Day. Jeff Rogers, is this the start of President Trump's last 6 months in office? After all, if you look at the polling, the president's polling is really, really terrible right now.
Well, if the election were held today, there's any doubt in my mind that he would be trounced. I mean, just trounced. The question, next question would be, would we virtually destroy the Republican Party created by Trump? And I think that's a possibility as well. But as John was saying in our break here before we started, you know, that's a long ways away. It's 3.5 months to go here. And there's a lot that can happen in 3.5 months. And things do tend to tighten up as we get closer to the election and the polling tends to change. But right now, today, there's some shockers out there. I mean, the recent polling in Florida shows Biden up by 6, shows him. Some polls show him leading in Arizona. Some others say he's only tied in Arizona. There was a Texas Dallas Morning News University of Texas poll this weekend that showed him up by 5 in Texas, which is stunning. I mean, and Florida solidly ahead. I mean, there a lot of these are places that shouldn't even be in play.
So you're saying there's a chance he could that the Dems could sweep everything?
I think there's
both houses.
Absolutely. I mean, when you look at the polling right now, we have a pretty good shot at Bullock beating Daines in Montana. Collins is in deep trouble in Maine. McSally's in deep trouble here. She's polling way behind Trump, despite her efforts to embrace him. Ernst is now in a virtual tie in Iowa against the Democratic contender. And then we've got Cory Gardner in Colorado, who's down to Hickenlooper. So, you know, we have a chance to pick up as many as 6 or 7 Senate seats, and certainly more than the 3 we need if if Biden becomes our president. So, you know, this is turning, shaping up to possibly be, with the caveat, of course, that we're 3.5 months away, a historic election and a game changer for America and the Democratic Party.
John, some would say, well, what's different than 4 years ago? Trump was down then, too.
Yeah, Trump was down 13 points at this time to Hillary Clinton. Look what happened. You know, there's just a lot going on. I think, for example, this weekend, Biden, according to the polling, had been ahead roughly by 10 points, 9-10 points. This weekend, I saw another poll out, nationwide poll, and that poll had Trump only down 4 points nationwide.
Wow.
There's another guy we were talking about in the before the show that uses the primary method of he looks at all the primaries and determines from them, from the primaries, who will win an election. He's predicted the last 25 of the last 26 elections. He's predicted correctly using the primary poll. He swears Trump has a 90% chance of winning the election based upon his model. Who knows? And yes, we have talked about it. There's so much yet to happen. We're going to get more economic reports. There's all kinds of things. There will always be some kind of October surprise. Who knows what that will be and which way it will tilt. We have the debates yet to go with Biden against Trump. We'll see how that goes.
One thing that's very different, not only because it's, we're in this pandemic, but the way candidates, Jeff, are going to be campaigning.
Oh, it's vastly different.
It's so different. I mean, it's going to be pretty much virtual campaigning.
Well, I used to say signs were kind of meaningless in the general scheme of things.
Right.
They're sort of for your volunteers who get nervous when they don't see your signs out there. But this might be a year where everything changes. I mean, you know, Democrats have always prided themselves on going on our grassroots operation of going door to door and knocking on people's doors to get the vote out and get people, you know, to the polls on election day or get their ballots in. What we call the ballot chase is when we start calling people to return their ballots after the ballots have been mailed back. But this is a totally different year, and I'm seeing some iterations of that, and you probably are too. When you get on Facebook or other social media,
yeah.
You know, ads pop up at the bottom of your screen or on
on
the right, and so a lot of people are trying to, you know, get into the digital space. I'm also seeing local candidates advertise on either Cox or Comcast during MSNBC and CNN broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a certain portion of the hour that the local companies own and can sell. And so, like, for instance, in this contentious county attorney's office race,
yeah.
We're seeing a lot of actual television ads on those
That's
networks
right.
as well. So
That's right.
People are getting a little more creative, and they're going to have to. I mean, you know, the days of knocking on people's doors and handing them literature or encouraging them to vote for you, we're not going to be doing that for a while.
Yeah. I think you're going to see that the debates between Trump and Biden looks like there's going to be three of them.
Uh-huh.
I think those are going to be huge. I think the October surprise is going to be huge, whatever it is.
Do both sides traditionally do an October surprise?
Well, it's not. An October surprise is a black swan. It's nobody knows what it'll be. It could be a war. It could be an economic collapse, or it could be whatever. It could be Kim Jong-un does something crazy over North Korea.
Hmm.
It could be anything. It's a black swan.
Kind of like COVID-19 was the black swan.
Yeah, that was a February surprise, March surprise. Now, who could predict that? And it's that kind of thing that is a total surprise to everybody. That in the next 3 months could easily happen, usually does. It can cut both ways for everybody. In John McCain's year, it was the economic collapse in the 3 months before the election.
Did he ever struggling. Poll well, McCain?
He was polling all right, but he was crushed by the economic collapse in 2008.
Well, kind of like, you know, I like to say that it's sort of Trump exhaustion out there, that, you know, every day you wake up and it's something new. I mean, this weekend it was the commutation of a convict who was basically convicted of seven serious felonies and got 40 months in prison. And because he stood up for the president and wouldn't rat out the president, he was rewarded the same way any mob boss would be rewarded and given a commutation. And interestingly enough, the most interesting part about that is he didn't pardon him, because if he had pardoned him, he would be forced to come to a grand jury and tell the truth. And if he didn't, he could get prosecuted again. But with the commutation, he still keeps his Fifth Amendment rights. And so he basically can take the Fifth if he's called into any court of law. But the one thing we're going to see for sure is we're going to see the president, you know, basically doubling down on his racist language, doubling down on today, what was it? He basically said everybody's lying. All the health professionals are all lying now, retweeting something to that effect. So, you know, Trump is going to get Trumpier every day. He's shown no ability to try to expand his base, and that's going to be the death of him.
Jeff, I understand.
John, you will be first up. We're going to take the break, and then your reaction to Trump getting Trumpier every day. We'll take the break right here. It is the Monday Political Face-Off. Jeff Rogers seated to my left, John Munger to my right, socially distanced and with plexiglass in between. Family owned and run since 1985, Moe's Gallery, for all of your framing needs. And again, check out the newly designed website, doing a lot of e-commerce on the website. Check it out, moesgallery.com. We'll be right back.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at VeroAmorePizza.com. The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson. Tucson International Airport.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, and of course, it's Monday, and that means we're doing our Monday political face-off in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, your go-to place for, on their 13-acre site for just about everything green, everything growing. You can check it out, and I hope you do. They've got acres, 13 acres of amazing plants, trees, annuals, and more, and of course, they have all the great Talavera pottery, antiques, fine art, handmade furniture and home accessories in the Zocalo Village, which is also on site. GreenThingsAZ.com and ZocaloVillage.com. Our Monday political face-off presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Very excited about what's going on with their revamped website, which is now featuring the Bill Buckmaster collection of fine art, fine prints, antique prints, and maps. Most of them, I'd say, probably about 150 to 200 years old. There's some really nice pieces. Hope you'll check it out, moesgallery.com. Jeff Rogers is here, and John Munger. And John, before the break, Jeff said Trump is getting more Trumpier every day.
Well, I know Jeff and the Democrats have the Trump derangement syndrome, and they just hate everything about him. But, you know, the fact of the matter is half the public loves him, to wit, he got 63 million votes in the last election. And Jeff is talking about this Roger Stone commutation. What people forget is that every president does pardons and commutations. Trump has actually done fewer than most. Bill Clinton pardoned his political ally, Mark Rich, who was a major bundler fundraiser for the Clinton campaign, and Bill Clinton pardoned him. Barack Obama pardoned or commuted the sentence of a guy who was a convicted bombing terrorist named Oscar Rivera.
How many do they normally do, president?
Well, I understand it's in the high 30s.
He's got 78 so far that he's done, and which is a record for this point in time in a person's presidency. That's Trump is, by the way. And this is unique that he's basically commuting or pardoning people who are part of his own criminal conspiracy.
Well,
and that's the unique difference in this case, is that Stone was rewarded for keeping his mouth shut and not implicating the president.
Here's the problem. People are talking about his criminal conspiracy. There is no criminal conspiracy. He's been investigated by Congress, nothing. He's been investigated by Mueller, nothing. There are no criminal conspiracies out there. I mean, they're just throwing these things out as if there's as if they are true. I even heard a Democratic pundit the other day talking about, well, the question is whether Trump can pardon himself. And the moderator, who is Chris Wallace on television, said, well, but he hasn't been charged with anything. Why does he need to pardon himself? He hasn't been charged with anything, nor can to say anything about being convicted. You know, they just make this stuff up like it's some kind of threat out there. There is no criminal conspiracy. We've investigated everything. And the only criminal conspiracy is the attempted coup d'etat by the intelligence agencies and the FBI that tried to have a coup d'etat against Trump at the time of his election, even before his inauguration. So,
what, to slow the transition or something?
No, they tried to throw him out. They tried to get him prosecuted and everything else. And
Jeff,
Well, the DOJ has a policy that a sitting president cannot be indicted federally. And so that's the problem, is that he can't be indicted until he's out of office. And that's why this is going to be a really ugly election. Trump knows he will be indicted when this election's over with. And he'll be indicted.
What would it be for?
Oh, there's going to be a ton of things. There's going to be tax crimes that he's committed.
We're talking about
a president who's going to suffer the greatest indignity that any president
has ever suffered. Jeff is talking about,
and that's why they're talking about, can he pardon himself in advance?
Jeff is talking about
pardon himself.
Right. That's
while he's still president.
Bill, Jeff is talking about indicting Trump for things that he did before he held office. Nothing in office. They're talking about going back and checking Trump's tax records and all of this way back before he was president.
He's going to be indicted in New York on charges related to the hush money scandal. That's one for sure that he's going to get indicted
on. Well, but that was again before he was elected.
Well, that's okay. He's a criminal just because.
I mean, you know,
it's okay that he was a criminal before he got in office. It's not okay that he was a criminal.
These people hate him so much. They're not talking about indicting him for anything he did in office. They're talking about indicting him for things he allegedly did before office.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I think he violated the law in this commutation. If it can be proven that he did a quid pro quo here, that he basically commuted that sentence. This is the most fun part about it is that all during the trial and the pretrial phases of Roger Stone's conviction, Trump encouraged him to be quiet. He praised him for not talking out about Trump.
You cannot get off this hysteria and Trump
hatred.
And
that is a crime.
Let's deal
with
reality.
John, have they been after Trump since day one?
They've hated Trump since day one. They hated him before he ran for an election. And they've hated him since he was elected, and they cannot get off it. These people, frankly, are crazy. They've got a mental problem with Trump. The hatred there is hysterical. And the fact of the matter is, they hate him. A lot of Republicans and conservatives absolutely love him. And the thought of destroying the Republican Party, which Jeff mentioned, is crazy.
Yeah, Jeff said it could actually be the end of the Republican Party.
Trump's Republican Party. Maybe we'll go back to a party of ideas and principles again. That would be nice.
I will tell you, Jeff, I know a hell of a lot more about the Republican Party than you do. And I can tell you that the people in the Republican Party agree with what Trump has done. And he's done incredible things. His tax cuts, his border policies, his policies with China, his policies to try to deal with North Korea. I will tell you that one of the big concerns I have is that the Democrats will get in office and the first thing they're going to do is get us into a war someplace.
Really?
They're going to go off. They don't know how to negotiate. They don't.
And he does?
Yes, he does. He's kept us out of any new wars, and he's gotten us out of wars. And the Democrats are going to get us, I'm afraid.
Why would they want to do that?
It's not that they want to. They don't know what else to do except military power. Hmm. And they don't know how to use our economic power, as Trump does, to negotiate with people. Why do you think China backed down from us and entered into these trade deals? It wasn't because of our military power. It's because Trump knows how to negotiate from economic power. And uses economic power as leverage. And the Democrats don't know how to do that. In fact, Joe Biden and his son Hunter are so deep in the pockets of the Chinese, they've made $1.5 billion from the Chinese, and Hunter Biden is still on boards of directors of Chinese companies.
Did you say billion?
Yes, $1.5 billion.
Jeff is shaking his head over this.
This is a made-up mythology of the Republican Party.
I'm sorry.
It's
absolutely correct.
Let me make a bold prediction.
It is a proven point that Hunter Biden was paid $1.5 billion to go into a Chinese company and basically sell his father's economic or political power.
Let's hear the Jeff Rogers bold prediction.
This is how you're going to know Trump is completely in the toilet. Is by September the 1st, you're going to start seeing difficult Senate races, and those Republican senators running or Republican candidates running are going to start distancing themselves from Trump. That's going to be the first thing. When you start seeing that, that's going to be an admission that this guy is an anchor around our neck.
They don't want any campaigning with him.
We're getting close to that right now. I think there are a lot of people. And frankly, if I were McSally's campaign director, I'd be advising her to do that right now. She doesn't have a viable threat from the right wing of the Republican Party. She should be distancing herself a little bit from
Trump.
You're
saying right now
to try to pick up some of those moderate voters.
I disagree.
She's not.
Because Martha McSally's point of view problem is that in the last election, she didn't win her own party vote. There was a significant undervote in the Republican Party because Martha McSally hadn't convinced her base Republican voters to vote for her. Martha McSally, for example, yes, she's behind in the polls, but she is not running away from Donald Trump. We need to see how this is. See, Jeff, that's your problem. Yeah. You don't understand Republican and conservative voters. You're looking at it from the Democratic point of view.
You can't win with only Republican and conservative voters. You got to pick up some moderates in the middle, John.
And you can pick up the independents. You can pick up the independents, and the independents are largely center right.
All right. To be continued at another time. John Munger and Jeff Rogers, thank you both very much for an excellent and spirited session presented by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Check out the newly designed website, moesgallery.com. They're located over at Fort Lowell and Dodge. Pam Krim from the Better Business Bureau, waiting in the wings. We'll be with Pam right after this. Stay with us in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, Monday edition in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios, and it's time for our monthly interview segment featuring our monthly scam alert presented by the Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. Pam Krim is here, CEO of the BBB. Pam, you look so nice with that, I'm going to call it a vibrant yellow. I like it.
Well, it's always good to wear something bright and cheery.
No, it's cheery. I like it.
Thank you.
And the necklace, it works very well. These are difficult times, and of course, we know that, and many events, my goodness, canceled, postponed. But the BBB, your signature event, the 2020 Torch Awards, proceeded.
It did. We just felt very strongly that our local business community and nonprofit community really deserved to have something to celebrate. My mother always said, plant things to look forward to in your life. And that's exactly what we did. And at first it was a little scary because we were really trying new technology with the platform that we use because it had networking and table assignments, et cetera. So it was a little bit more involved than Zoom.
Did that work for
you? It did. It was funny. In the beginning, people weren't sure how to do it, which is what we anticipated. But at the end, people stayed on the site an hour and 15 minutes after the event concluded, and they were all networking. So we felt like that was very successful. And if we do a virtual one, which we're considering for next year, we'll probably play that up a little bit more towards the front of the event, too, so people know how to use it.
Sponsors like South 32 really rose to the occasion.
They did. I tell you, we're so fortunate. South 32 and all of our sponsors stuck with us. They actually encouraged us. And the feedback that we've gotten is very, very positive in their involvement. And they felt that it was a very worthwhile event. We had Dr. Melendez from the Center of Leadership Ethics as our keynote, and he did a great job. He's an educator, so he knows how to speak to the camera. He knows how to keep people engaged. And of course, the president of South 32, Pat, we had him on as well. And how nice was it? We had Bobby Rich, who actually did the MC for it.
Oh,
so
nice.
There were some old voices there.
Sure.
That I shouldn't say old. He'll be upset with me. But some people that have been around the community for a long time. And we had we have our winners. Am I allowed to tell?
No, I want you to tell about the winners. And before you do mention the winners, you know, these events are so great for mingling and networking. Did that still happen?
It did towards the end of it lot more. So
okay.
I was really pleased with that. Yes.
Good. All right, now let's have the winners for the 2020 Torch Awards, please.
A drum roll, please.
Brrr.
That's right. Dynamic Control, LLC, which is air conditioning and heating. Penguin Air, which is plumbing. And Cornerstone Electrical Contractors. Cochise Family Advocacy Center, sometimes known as Lori's Place, which is in Sierra Vista. Mariposa Community Health Center, which is down in the Nogales area, but they serve a great outlying regional population. And Andrew Hayes from Hayes Construction was our Spark Award, which we give for a millennial leader of a business that has ownership in the business.
Wow.
A great, great young man, graduate of Eller, got out of school during the time of the recession and really helped with his family. And they took that time to kind of restructure and went back out, and they're being very, very successful in home construction.
So they're in the home construction.
Yes.
And they're home construction is doing a lot of people doing a lot of that right now. So congratulations to all the winners. And this is wonderful for them, because they can certainly promote the fact that, hey, we're one of the winners from the 2020 BBB Torch Awards.
Yes, and you'll see billboards going up around the city. They are just hitting today.
Good.
And then we also had large advertisements in the Sierra Vista newspaper as well as the Nogales International.
As we do each month, we try to inform our listeners, the consumers, about some of the scams that are making their way around the community. I guess a lot of, well, I know a lot of people are out of work, and that means the scammers figure, well, maybe I can find an opening here.
Oh, gosh. And they're so darn good at it. That's what's so frustrating.
They really adapt, don't they?
They do. In fact, they set up interviews on Skype or Zoom that appear to be so authentic that it's really scary. They also have a way in which to get your personal information from you and a way in which to get you to possibly prepay them, because who knows, they might want you to buy training materials. They might want you to incur some expenses, which they'll reimburse you for, and then they'll overpay you. So you take that check to the bank and cash it. And
guess what?
Exactly. So it's frightening. And so we have a lot of different hints for folks to be aware of. And one of the main things, and I have a friend that this happened to. He actually was in an interview process and it was going well.
Right.
And at one point in the process, he decided to go ahead and directly communicate with the HR people of that company.
Right.
And that's when he found out, well, there's no job in Tucson.
So this person went directly to HR at the company and said, I'm involved or want to start involving in this. The process.
I have been involved.
Yeah. What's going on? Can you tell me anything? And then the person on HR goes, what are you talking about?
Exactly. So it's just like when we talk about, Bill, about buying things from Facebook or buying things from other social media, I always say, and the BBB always says, go to the site of the manufacturer or the vendor that you're buying from versus through social media. And so it's the same idea. You know, go to the company, check it out, see if there's even a job opening, contact them, call them. Be assertive about it, because you want to protect yourself, because the way in which they're so good at it, and people sometimes are shy or embarrassed if they've been taken advantage of, which there's a very high percentage that have been taken advantage of. Over 36% have been taken advantage of from a financial standpoint, and about 25% from a personal information standpoint.
I can't believe that I've heard it's up to 14 million people exposed to the employment scams.
It is.
And that's a lot of lost revenue.
It's a lot of lost revenue. It's, you know, and it's just so sad today. I use that word a lot when I think about scams, because here you have eager people that want to get a job and want to work. And we're in a situation right now where there's a little more desperation, obviously. And this is what happens. So it's very frustrating. And we are so committed at the BBB to educate as many people as we can about this and to get after the bad folks that are doing this. It's just true deception in an evil way.
Do you have some information in an area set aside on the BBB.org website about this particular area of scams?
We do. You can go to BBB.org and you can always put / employee scams, or you can go to the site in general and do a search for any type of scam. But we have a section just on employment scams right now that's very busy. I think I mentioned to you earlier before we did the broadcast that our volume of interaction with the general public in our community is up over 35%, and our website traffic is up over 40%.
Why do you think that's happening? People have more time. They're at home, and maybe they're doing home repairs. And
exactly.
I have heard so many people say, this is the opportunity I want to do, you know, the flooring or whatever. So they start their research.
Right. Absolutely. And so we just feel fortunate that we can get this good information about all the businesses within our community and also all of the scams. But yes, we are darn busy at the BBB.
That's a very good thing, Pam. Always a pleasure. And we have about 30 seconds. Why don't you once again go over the winners? People sometimes tune in the middle of a program, especially during the noon hour. It's almost like a mini drive time. People are getting in and out of their car. Again, the Southern Arizona 2020 BBB Torch Award winners.
Absolutely. The first, Dynamic Comfort, which is an LLC that specializes in air conditioning and heating. Penguin Air Plumbing and Plumbing. Cornerstone Electrical Contractors. Cochise Family Advocacy Center, often known as Lori's Place, down in Sierra Vista. They do unbelievable work. And Mariposa Community Health Center, also incredible outreach to their community of Southern Arizona. Andrew Hayes from Hayes Construction was our Spark Award winner, and that goes to a millennial that has ownership in a business and has major community impact.
Very much. Congratulations to all of them. BBB.org. Pam, thank you very much. Good to see you.
Thank you.
Thanks
a lot.
It's
good to see you.
It's the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. We are about at 20, well, no, we've got about 15 minutes until 1 o'clock already. Time flies when you're having fun. We try to put a lot of content into each hour. We're here Monday through Friday on 1030, Tucson's Voice for Trusted News Talk, back after this.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you're over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your health care by taking your medicines safely.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
Hello, I'm Danette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Thing Zocalo Village Studio. This portion of the program presented by our friends over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. When you're ready to take that road trip, a lot of people have cabin fever these days. They do want to take a trip. They want to get away, and many of them want to travel by road. And the place that's only 3 hours away, Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, and that elevation of 5,000 to 7,000 feet means it's cooler over there. We usually say here, kind of the Buckmaster Show guarantee, 10 degrees cooler, give or take a few degrees. Some days this summer it's been at like 15 degrees cooler over there. But now with the monsoon, it's still going to be about 10 degrees cooler over in Silver City. Go to southwestnewmexico.org for the listing of great places to stay and lots to do in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. Time for our 2020 Your Vote, Your Voice candidate interview series. All of our candidate interviews, not only on our program, but on Zach's program and Wake Up Tucson, our three local daily talk programs. All of the candidate interviews are archived at KVOI.com. Suzanne Drube is with us. Suzanne is one of three Democratic candidates who want to be the next Pima County assessor. Suzanne joins us now on the live line. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you today?
Doing very well. Tell me about what is the job of the assessor, and is the current assessor not seeking re-election?
No, Bill Staples is the current assessor, and he is stepping down after 16 years of service. What the assessor is responsible for is locating and valuing properties for ad valorem property tax purposes. So to get those properties on the roll so that they can be counted and we can determine how much each taxpayer is responsible for by way of the county budget and schools and things like that. And we use your property values to do that.
It's a very important job, but often under the radar. Tell us about why you want to be the assessor, Suzanne, and a little bit about yourself, please.
I want to be assessor because I want to take that office, and I want to take it beyond the walls of the assessor's office. Obviously do what we're statutorily required to do in the assessor's office, but I believe that that office can be so much more than just locating, identifying, and valuing properties. I want to make the assessor's office into a resource for the community. I want to get out into the public. I want to make sure that everybody's aware of all of the property tax exemptions that are available, make sure if they qualify for them that we can help them go through that process so that they're qualified. I want to make sure people understand how the values are derived. I want them to be up to date on market conditions, things that affect their property values. We're going to do all that through public outreach and through the website. My qualifications are extensive. I've got 24 years of experience. I've been an appraiser since 2003 and in real estate beginning in 2004. I worked at the assessor's office, Pima County Assessor's Office, for 7 years and for finance and risk management in the county, helping the county attorney by being their property expert for the property litigation cases. Then recently, the last 5 years, I have been out in the public working as a property tax consultant directly with the taxpayers, helping them navigate through the appeal process, looking at values for them, making sure that their value is okay, and explaining to them how that value came about, and then also helping them fill out exemption paperwork, things like that, making sure that they're getting all of the help that that they need when it comes to property taxes.
When you assess a property, it's different than when you market a property. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that, Suzanne.
Yeah, definitely. When you market a property, you're going to look at the direct sales in that area that have happened over the last, say, 6 months to come up with what you think your property is most likely going to sell for. The assessor's office, we are dealing with valuing things for tax years that are coming up. So like right now, for instance, we're working on 2021 and how we tax year 2021. Sorry, how we do that is we look at the sales that happened in 2019 and we take those sales and we apply them in a mass appraisal basis, which means we take a residential property. We take all of the residential properties in Pima County and we look at all of them. And then from there, we determine based on the characteristics of your particular property, what we think it will most likely sell for. And then we apply a margin of error. So the value will fall someplace between 70 and 100% of where we believe it will sell. So that's where you come into the difference. Usually, typically, the assessor's office values a little bit lower than what 100% market value would be, or what a real estate agent would tell you to list it on the market for. Because we are a year behind, and in most cases, that market is appreciating about 3% every single year. So we're going to be a little bit lower. However, there are times where the market is going down and we are playing catch up, and we try to do that faster in those types of situations so that you're never valued higher than the market. And that's where that appeal process becomes critical. We never want your value to be higher than what the market says it should be. And that's one of the things that I'm going to ensure never, ever happens.
The appeal process sounds very daunting to a lot of people. Is it that bad a deal, or can it be simplified, or what?
Well, it's intimidating.
Yes.
Very intimidating, but that's what we're there for at the assessor's office. Now, typically what happens is you should call the assessor's office first. They should go over your property with you, and then from there, walk you through filing that appeal paperwork. When I'm assessor, that's how that's going to happen. We're going to make sure that what seems to be an intimidating process ends up being extremely simple. We're going to walk you through from the beginning all the way to the end. It won't be adversarial at all. And so as far as simplifying it, one of the things I want to do, because I want to know, one of the most difficult parts is for people to actually get down to the assessor's office, fill out paperwork. I'm going to try to bring those out into the public by way of pop-up stations. So we're going to come out to you, sit with you, and help you fill out the paperwork for that appeals process. And like I said, just walk you through every step of it. Because, yeah, it's scary if you don't know what you're doing and you've never done it before. The other thing that's intimidating is the fact that most people aren't appraisers by nature and don't know a lot about how valuation works. And I think that's a very important part of the assessor's office, is making sure that we explain valuation in such a way that everybody understands it and understands why their value is the way it is.
Why don't you tell our listeners where they can find out more about you?
My website is suzanneforassessor.com. So suzanneforassessor.com.
And it's Drewby.
Yes. The last name is Drewby.
And it's different than the way it looks. It might be pronounced, right?
Yeah. It's D as in door, R-O-U, B as in boy, I-E. Yes. And I've been called Suzanne Drewby, Suzanne Duble, Suzanne, but yes.
You are not part of the Drewby brothers.
No, definitely not part of the Drewby brothers,
all right.
Although they are a great band.
All right. So, yeah. Suzanne Drewby, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. All right. All our interviews, our candidate interviews, archived at KVOI.com. That's going to do it for the Buckmaster Show. Speaking of candidate interviews, we'll hear from the three Republicans for Congressional District Number 2 on our Friday roundtable. We'll be devoted to that particular race. We'll have all three of them with us in studio, and we'll be able to hear what they want to do if elected. Okay, that is the Buckmaster Show. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Thanks to John Couch, engineering producing. Dave Ramsey's very popular show on money is next. Have a great Monday afternoon.